This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, WNL Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. The consolation game of the Macy Minear Tournament getting underway between Hughesville and the Shikellamy Braves. Both teams falling last night in their first round game. Hughesville losing to South Williamsport by a score of 71-59. Shikellamy falling to Greenwood 60-54. And the Braves had the lead in the biggest part of that game. It was 3.5 quarters of Shikellamy basketball, and then the last 4 minutes, all Hughesville, basically, Chief.
Yeah, we sat here wondering when things were going to go the other way, and when they went the other way, they went the other way in a big way. They just had no answer for Tyler Sherman. He had 26 of those 60 points, and then Sam Myers had 15. So you got two kids that had 41 of the 60 points, and you got some other players that just filled in here and there, and their coach didn't play many people either. But again, it was two things, Kevin. They did not take care of the ball, and they did not score.
Well, I think the big change in the game was the dunk. I mean, that really, the dunk by Sherman on the steal really, kind of, as you would expect, lit a fire into Greenwood there in that fourth period.
Yeah, you're right. It's something about that. It's almost as good as when a kid makes a three, all right, when they're on a run, too. That usually brings people to their feet. But when the big guy steals the ball and goes coast to coast and then puts a two-handed dunk in, I don't know if you've ever dunked with two hands, but it's a lot harder, all right? And usually you dunk with two hands because you can't palm the basketball, all right?
I did dunk, but I needed a ladder and a flat piece on top of the ladder to be able to get to the bucket.
Didn't you guys have the springboard from gymnastics? They used to be able to to do that.
This body never did a springboard very well. I mean, there was no spring. There was all board, if you understand what
I'm
saying.
I got you. But anyway, that was very impressive by the young man. And he's going to be a force this year. As he was last year for Greenwood. And
well,
they'll probably do very well again. So
they have a Hughesville. They'll match up with a Hughesville team tonight that has some size underneath in Dylan Bieber and Carter Calburn, both averaging about 9 a game. And of course, you look at the other side of things, and that's Josh Haney, the senior, who averages 23, and he will take a shot from just about anywhere on the court. We saw that last night too.
Yeah, that's a good matchup. Those two teams, but basically their styles are very similar, except if you remember that South Williamsport Hughesville game was very, very heated and very, very, I thought would be difficult to officiate. And of course, officials always take the wrath of the 25 to 30 officials that are sitting in the stands.
That's right.
But, it was a very, very physical game. And, South Williamsport at the end just basically took over. And even though both teams didn't make their foul shots, South Williamsport eventually did. And that's how they won the basketball game.
When we return here to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium and the Macy Minear Tournament, we'll check in with Coach Bill Ziegler, get his thoughts on the Hughesville Spartans. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
What makes Lackawanna College a smart choice in higher education? Three words: flexible, affordable, local. Lackawanna gives you the option of flexible schedules, online learning options, and many paths to a new career. Lackawanna is affordable. Our tuition and financial aid options make it even easier to pull your dreams within reach. Lackawanna College is local. You don't have to go to a faraway school to go far in life. Flexible, affordable, local. That's what makes Lackawanna different. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for the consolation game in the Macy Meniere Tournament. We talked a lot about last night's game last night. Let's move on to tonight's game against Hughesville. It is a team that really has a lot of size and is going to be a little bigger inside. How do you go about attacking that defense?
Well, we need to be patient. I mean, we need to get to the foul line a little bit more, so sometimes we have to look to attack, but we have to attack when the opportunity is there. We can't force the issue and have our smaller guys shoot over bigger people. So if we're a little more smart and make better decisions, I think we'll be okay.
Did you feel that you were a little impatient at times in the offensive sets?
Yes, you know, last night, and we were up, after watching the film again, we were up 41-34, and our next 10 possessions, we had four turnovers and six possessions where we threw one pass and then shot, and that was the difference in the game.
Now, Hughesville did get into some foul trouble in the game against South Williamsport. You talked about attacking it. It's also early in the season. Emotions ran high in that game. Is that something you can kind of take advantage of?
Well, that's, I'm sure Coach St. James had a talk with them about, most important thing in a hot game is a cool head. And so I'm sure he talked to them about that. But one thing we're going to talk about our players is, obviously this is a game that could possibly get chippy. Shut your mouth and just play and let them be the ones that upset the referees.
Well, it was funny you mentioned that. Coach St. James also was in your program for a year. So was Mark Forbes, the assistant coach, also played here at Shikellamy. How do you work coaching against another set of coaches that know your team very well?
Well, obviously they have to scout us as hard as we had to scout them, that's for sure. But the bottom line is we both know a little bit about each other, and whoever executes the game plan better and, executes both ends of the court will be the team that eventually wins.
How important is it to get the guard play up to par here tonight early?
Oh, very important. In the first half against South Williamsport, Hughesville's guards really bothered South Williamsport, and they got a lot of turnovers. And, sometimes when you have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, it can get up to 20 in a hurry. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So guard play for us in the beginning of the game is going to be huge.
Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glick's is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glick's because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glick's too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glick's.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Jack Frost has put a chill in the air and Santa is on his way. As you take time to celebrate the holidays with your family, Let our family make sure you're protected from the unexpected. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, may this holiday season bring you and your families lots of love, joy, laughter, and peace.
Getting ready for the starting lineups here tonight for Hughesville in their all-black uniforms, white trim, and Hunter Green numerals. That will be coming up here in just a moment on WKOK.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
News Radio 1070 WKOK is teaming up with The Daily Item, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, and the Salvation Army in Milton, Sunbury, and Shamokin to help brighten the holidays for some area families. Make your donation today to the Here for Good campaign and show just how much we care about each other in the Susquehanna Valley. Your donation will help to offer a holiday meal and gifts to families in need. Help us reach our $150,000 goal by dropping off your contribution at any Mifflinburg Bank and Trust branch or online by clicking the link at WKOK.com.
Our national anthem wrapping up here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse, home tonight of the consolation game and championship games of the 2022 Macy Minear Tournament. Let's give you the starting lineups for Hughesville. For the Hughesville Spartans, it'll be Cam Fetterman, the senior, averaging 5 points a game. Josh Haney, also a senior. Haney is averaging 23 a year ago. Luke Kaiser, a senior. Kaiser averaging 3, but can hit the three-pointer when they need him to. Dylan Bieber is the senior underneath. He is averaging 9 a game. And Carter Calburn is a 6'6 senior underneath. He is a wide body as well, averaging 9 a game. Tonight for the Shikellamy Braves, the Braves will send out Cam Lehner, a 5'11 junior guard, along with Asher Moyer, a 6'1 forward, Xavier Fashaw, a 5'9 sophomore guard, Mason Dietrich, a 6' senior guard, and Brady Wilson, the 6'2 forward. Ryan Williams is not dressed for tonight. You may remember he did have an injury last night. He is in a boot on his right foot and ankle, so he is ineligible for tonight's game. The Braves will be in their home white uniforms with numerals and lettering in blue, and then the maroon trim with a maroon stripe down the side. Again, it's Lehner, Moyer, Fashaw, Dietrich, and Wilson. It'll be Bieber, Calburns, Fetterman, Haney, and Kaiser for the Hughesville Spartans under the direction of Cameron St. James, a former eighth grade coach for Shikellamy last year with Bill Ziegler, and his partner in that coaching set up a year ago, former Shikellamy Brave Mark Forbes, is the assistant coach now at Hughesville. And of course, Forbes, as I said, played for the Braves a few years ago and also was an assistant to St. James in the eighth grade level.
Thank you. He was actually the eighth grade coach, and Cam was the ninth grade coach. And you know what? They became very good friends, and to be honest with you, He saw a chance to move when Cam went to Hughesville. I don't blame him. He went with him. Unfortunately, it was our loss.
Bieber at the center circle along with Dietrich. And Braves will be attacking the basket to our left. Ball in the air, tipped and controlled by Shikalimi as Moyer gets it. Fashon with the basketball as we start the consolation game here at Shikalimi. Sliding is Moyer, tries to hit Dietrich. It bounces out of bounds, and it will be off of Hughesville, Shikalimi basketball.
Well, Hughesville's going to play a very aggressive man-to-man, as Shikalimi does. They'll try to stay, you know, between their man and the ball at all times. Well, they just missed Moyer cutting down the middle.
Dietrich hard to the bucket, rattles one in, and that's what Coach Bill Ziegler told us moments ago he wanted to see more of. Shikalimi up 2-0 on the drive by Dietrich. Dietrich, good defense, pushes Haney out of bounds. And
he's lucky he didn't get a foul.
I don't know how he didn't get a foul on that.
How he didn't get a foul, I don't know either, Kevin.
So Haney will come back and inbound this one from the near corner. There's the lob. It goes almost a half court to Bieber. Bieber working on Moyer now, driving the lane. All alone in the low box was Wolcock, who is getting the start tonight. A little bit of a surprise there.
Great assist by Bieber that time to get the ball over to Wolcock, who's all alone in the low box.
Full court man and a foul on the way up the near side. Leonard will draw the foul on Haney. That'll be team foul number one on Hughesville.
Kevin, Colburn did not start tonight. That's why he's in there. That's why
Wolcott's
in there, yes.
There's the give to Dietrich. Forgot to take the ball with him.
See, that's what happened to the Braves last night. They didn't catch all the passes.
Near wing three, Haney got it. It's a 5-2 lead for Hughesville.
And that's what Haney did all last night against South Williamsport. He had a lot of three-point shots, and he made them.
Leonard driving the paint from the left side with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Kaiser with a rebound. Kaiser will bring it up. He pushes it in, finds the left side open for Fetterman. Three on the way, no good. Backside rebound by Wilson. Dietrich now pushes it up, finds Moyer underneath. Dietrich gets it back, comes up short. Wilson there for the rebound. The fadeaway is good. Right in front, Wilson in the right spot with the right touch.
Brady at 6'1 or 6'2 has got about 190 pounds on him, and that really helps him as he got a good job on the offensive board. He doesn't get pushed around, and that's what the Braves need.
5-4, Hughesville on top as the Spartans drive in. Oh, Bieber made an ill-advised pass. Good defense, though. Wilson comes up with it, finds Dietrich. Dietrich, left side, lays it up and in.
What do you notice different about Mason Dietrich tonight than last night?
Driving.
He's been more aggressive on offense.
Yep.
He's taking the ball to Hughesville, not waiting around.
Not waiting for the three-point shot.
Yes.
Speaking of the three-point shot, there was one to the right side by Kaiser. No good. Shikalimi with a rebound on the one and done. Here comes Fashaw spinning his way in. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, loose ball picked up by Wolcock. Now the give goes to Fetterman. Fetterman back the other way amongst three Braves. Ill-advised drive, didn't go. And Leonard comes up with it. Leonard now bringing it back the other way. Between the circles, moving to the left of Haney. They'll find Dietrich in the corner and then finds Leonard underneath. Leonard lets everybody go by, kisses it off the square for two. St. James wants a timeout with 8-4, the Shikalimi lead with 5:18 remaining.
And
in the
you
first.
Need a timeout because that was back and forth as fast as you ever want to see, folks. Both teams actually going too fast at times, taking some crazy shots, all right, while they were driving. That if they would have made them, we would have said that's probably the best, most fantastic layup we ever saw. But what happened was we thought would happen. They didn't even come close.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikalimi basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
5:19 remaining here in the first period of the consolation game of the Macy Minier Tournament. Shikalimi leading Hughesville 8-5. Shikalimi got the opening bucket, then a 5-0 run for Hughesville. Since then, it has been a 6-0 run for Shikalimi. Top of the key, fadeaway three, long by Haney, into the hands of Moyer with a big rebound. Here comes Fashaw off the right side, finds Leonard top of the key, picked up by Haney. Leonard drives in, lost the handle on the ball because he was fouled.
That's two now on Haney. That's big because he's definitely one of their, if not their best, he is one of their best three-point shooters, and he is being replaced, Kevin.
Fenstermacher coming in after the second foul on Haney. Fashaw inbounding with just under five gone by. Wilson tried an ill-advised over-the-head layup.
He should have squared his shoulders.
Yeah,
Kevin.
Did not go. Yeah. Kaiser with the basketball now. Double-teamed, in trouble. Has to kick it back out. Fenstermacher calls for it on the far side. They'll send it over to Bieber in the corner for three.
Well, these kids can shoot from Houston. That's, everybody seems able to do that.
Very aggressive defense by Fenstermacher. Tries to steal the inbound. And loses it out of bounds. It'll
see,
be Shikalami ball.
Everybody ran away, and Hughesville with a little full court press. It was 3-on-1 trying to get the ball in.
And the full court man will continue by Hughesville. Wilson gets it, gives it back to Dietrich. And now Bieber will back off just a little bit. Bieber now gives it to Leonard in the corner. Leonard starting in. Jump stop. Fires it up, back iron, no. Moyer tries to tip it out of the hands, but Bieber keeps it in both. They'll feed inside now to Wolcott. Had it stolen away by Leonard. Leonard finds Moyer on the right side. Moyer now driving the lane. Underhand, scoop shot left side, can't get it to go. Rebound by Kaiser.
They're getting inside, but the shots just aren't what I would call typical.
Not
high percentage shots. Yeah. All right? They're difficult shots.
Yep. Fetterman calls the play with under four to go, all tied at eight. At the foul line with the basketball, Fenstermacher. He'll get it back down, go left wing and find Bieber there. Bieber guarded by Moyer as Bieber turns around, takes the jumper, airs it out, no good. Loose ball underneath, picked up by Wolcott. They'll go near side three, and that one no good by Kaiser. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball, tied at eight.
Nice job by Asher Moyer there to keep that ball out of the hands of the defender. Actually, he left to get it, but he kept his body between the ball and the defender for Musville, ended up kicking it out of bounds.
Fashaw gets the ball. Dietrich, as they press, find Wilson. Wilson with a 12-footer. Nice and smooth and nothing
I
but
like
cores.
What he did there, Kevin. He saw that he was going to get blocked off. He had a rebounder on the opposite side, stopped and took the 10-footer and nailed it.
10-8, Shikellamy leading it now. Fenstermacher starts in, tipped away by Moyer, now in some trouble. And stepping on the line out of bounds is Fetterman on the sideline. Castillo coming into the game for Shikellamy for Dietrich. Also coming in, Calvern Hill will come in for Wolcott.
Well, Randy came in last night about this time and had a big basket, but then he didn't play a lot after that. And you got to take advantage of him. He lost a year with not playing last year, but he's still a pretty doggone good basketball player.
Fashaw with a behind-the-back dribble. Finds Wilson in the low box. Can't get it to drop off the rim.
Whatever happened to the backboard, Kevin?
It's still there. Nobody uses it anymore.
Nice roll.
And there was one not needing a backboard by Fetterman. And now a foul by Fetterman. Fenstermacher, rather. Sorry.
If you want to call him window maker, because that's what it means in German, all right? Maybe that'll help you better.
Maybe. Right. Third team foul, first one on Fetterman. And now Moyer will inbound the ball, and Hughesville contesting everything right now. Fashaw lost his footing, stolen by Fetterman. Fetterman finds Kaiser. Kaiser goes up, makes Moyer go around him. Loose ball picked up by Leonard. Leonard loses the ball. It's tapped out of bounds by Fenstermacher.
Well, now the Braves are getting into the game that Hughesville wants. They want a very quick, aggressive, physical game.
Oh, now Fashaw and Fetterman are really going at it.
Yeah, they got to stop.
And they got to stop that. And the official comes over and has a conversation with both players. Well, I don't know what happened, but neither liked it.
Well, something happened. There was some physical contact, and we didn't see what happened, but Coach Ziegler's reaction is, that's a good thing by Coach St. James, because they're going to take him out and let him cool off a little bit.
Yeah, Fetterman comes out, and he will be checking in for, or Landon King checking in for him. Here comes Fashaw, lost the dribble, got it back, goes right by number 15, Luke Kaiser, with a beautiful dribble right up front. Now Leonard has it, goes to Moyer. Moyer to the foul line, kicks it back out to Leonard. Leonard fakes a three, works the dribble, now around the left side, drives in, lots of black jerseys in there, and that one was, again, forced. Calvern now picks it up, Suits it around for the fast break. Picked up by Wilson. Wilson overthrew Moyer. It's out of bounds. And then that will be an opportunity to breathe.
Kevin, you need to get the ball to the foul line on those situations. And, you know, trying to make that lollipop, that lob pass while you're going down the court is tough. Brady can do it, but, you know, it's just a tough to do. Make that guy come out. Get to the foul line. And then it's an easy bounce pass into the man underneath.
Dietrich and Fetterman now checking in for Shikellamy, both Shikellamy and Hughesville. Deep three there by Bieber, no good. Trying to make the save out of bounds was King. It's Shikellamy basketball. All tied at 10 with a minute 47 remaining here in the first period. I haven't even had a chance to tell you that lately.
I know.
Long pass, nobody there. Bieber was the one who tracks it down for Hughesville. Over to the left side, King. King goes left side. Make that right side right hand as he reversed underneath. Now it's a two-point Hughesville lead. Moyer fights his way in to draw the foul and does. And that one should send Moyer to the line to shoot two.
That's going
to
be on Dylan Bieber. He's going to draw the foul. There's a lot of spin dribble moves are being made when you get in that paint. And when you come around, it's like you're doing a pirouette in ballet. You got to focus on something. And that should be the basket.
Comes up short on the first one. Mika Moyer now coming into the game for Shikellamy.
Micah Moyer. Micah played.
I knew I was going to do that tonight.
Micah
too.
Played for Northumberland Christian last year, and he came to Shikellamy this year, which is a welcome addition at 6'3".
Castillo comes out.
Misses both.
Fenstermacher gets the rebound, as you're right. Moyer misses both. Asher Moyer misses both. Driving it is Bieber. Bieber rattles it in and out. Underneath, Calvern with a rebound and a whistle.
I'm sure that's going to be on Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Yeah. 44.
That'll be his first, team's first here with 1:21 to go in the first. Hughesville up by two. Three-pointer on the way for the wing. Bieber in and out, no good. Good rebound there by King. They'll give it back to the big man underneath, Calvern. He got harassed underneath. Missed the shot, got his rebound, missed that one, and a whistle.
That's good hustle by the big guy. And, you know, I wondered why he didn't start. He's got a lot of muscle, very strong kid inside, and he just kept after it. And, you know, when you're big, somebody's going to crawl up your back, and that somebody was Asher Moyer.
First foul, second team foul for the Braves. It is not a shooting foul.
Because it was on the tip.
Yep.
You know, if you tap the ball, they're not going to give you the 2 points, or two shots, excuse me.
Fetterman now into the corner. They'll fire up yet another three, and Bieber is cold right now. But Hughesville getting the rebound. Fenstermacher now with it. They'll send it around. Bieber to the top of the key. Now into the big guy, Calvert.
Wow,
Calvert dribbles through it.
They're bugging him in there, Kevin.
And he ends up drawing the foul on Wilson, who, again, that double team made it a really hard to move.
Well, Brady doing a good job from behind, not letting him back in. And then, of course, the guard drops down on him. Next thing, you're making a sandwich out of him. And there was a lot of contact there. He finally had the
There's a lot of meat in that sandwich.
Yes, there was.
Calvert misses the first. He'll have another opportunity as Johnny L. Bruno will come into the game now.
I watched Johnny L. Today in the JV game, the first one. He's a fast kid out front, and I think, like Bill Ziegler said, he's just got to, you know, have more confidence and go to the hoop.
Second one, no good as well. And Wilson makes a beautiful save, but he threw it into the backboard. I don't know that
he didn't need to save that. It was knocked out by the guy behind him, number five, which was Landon King at that time.
McAllister now coming into the game for Wilson. 52 seconds to go. Hughesville up by two with the basketball. Calvert now working in, lost the dribble. He got it back just in time to give it to King. King with a short jumper, in and out, no good. Tap down, controlled by King.
They can't get the rebound, Kevin.
King almost travels before he finally gets rid of the ball and finds Calvert. Fenstermacher with the basketball with 30 seconds to go. Hughesville does not really play stall ball very often.
No,
but
they
are trying a little bit. Well, that ended as Bieber saw a lane, drove it, and drew the foul.
That's going to be Asher Moyer's second foul. Now, Brady Wilson and Asher Moyer both with two fouls right now. And that's going to put a lot of pressure on on the two juniors.
Yeah, the Braves get young and inexperienced.
In Micah Moyer and also one of the twin brothers. I can't tell them apart.
Well, that one is Logan.
Logan McAllister, thank you.
First one is good. Second opportunity by Beaver is in and out, no good. And McAllister, Logan, will get the rebound. Here comes Johnny L. Bruno. Johnny L. got his pocket picked by Fetterman. Fetterman with a one-on-three and a foul on Bruno. But that was a good foul because it was going to be an easy bucket otherwise. With 10.5 to go here in the period, that's foul number four, his first.
No, it's his second. Cam Fetterman, that's his second foul. Oh, it says it's his first.
No, that foul's actually on Johnny L.
Oh, my, that's right. He's Cam Fetterman shooting the ball.
Right. The other number one is shooting and makes the first one. It's a four-point Hughesville lead with 10.5 to go here in the first. You'll have another opportunity here in a moment. Lime green.
He's got to get
Nikes.
A free one.
Yeah, that was a lane violation.
See that a lot. You know, the thing is, you don't have to get there quick. You just have to step in the right direction to box somebody out. Of course, it's early in the season, Kevin. You know, these kids have only had, like, most 8 or 9 practices.
Yeah, I was
going to
say 2 weeks. Well, he'll miss it, but he'll get another opportunity to regain. And that one is no good as well. But a big rebound by Calvern, and he stepped on the baseline.
You know, he came all the way from the opposite side. He was on the left side. He came all the way from the left side to the right side to get that. You got to box him out.
9 seconds left. Bruno with the basketball. In trouble. Had his pocket picked on the double team. Fenstermacher tries it. Tip back. No good by King, and that'll do it. At the end of the first period, it is Hughesville 14, Shikellamy 10. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Shikellamy trailing Hughesville 14-10 here in the first period.
Got some foul situations. Haney has 2 fouls for Hughesville. Braves have the 2 big guys, Asher Moyer and Brady Wilson. And when I say big guys, I don't mean they are that big, but that's where they play, in the big man position.
Well, they are probably the bigger ones on the team.
Oh, yes. Kevin, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Let's get some Christmas bumper music for next time. Will you?
Well, see what I can do.
Come on.
Are you being festive already?
Start doing your job.
This is usually, this is really early for you.
I don't care. I've been listening to it on 100.9 all week long.
Well, Calvern got blocked again going up for the shot. And the Braves will knock it out of bounds. Leonard will come in now for Bruno, who put in some good minutes for Bill Ziegler, especially defensively.
Had a little bit of trouble, bringing the ball up the court.
Fenstermacher will find Calvern. Calvern in the low side, and a touch foul.
That's right, Kevin. That was a touch foul. I mean, there were times that Calvern, all right, you might as well say they probably could have arrested the people in there for as much as they were hammering on him.
Calvern with the basketball drives in. He goes off the window, no good, and Logan McAllister with the rebound.
Logan's playing a great job, or doing a great job in there. He's getting some boards, and he's also, keeping the big guy from away from the board.
It has been a long time since the Braves have been in their end of the court, Chief, but they are down by 4 and have the basketball right now. Fashaw with about a 10-footer way off the mark. Rebound by King. Fenstermacher now brings it back the other way.
That's a walk.
And it is a walk on King.
Happy Feet.
That movie was on the other day, and that's exactly what we had there. Get the ball.
Are you watching the 25 Days of Christmas now? Is that what it is?
No, I'm just seeing what's on. That's it, all.
The inbounds picked off by Fenstermacher at the half-court line. Beaver with the basketball now. Bounces it in. He's trying to find King and give King some room. Loose ball now on the floor. And I believe it's a held ball call. And the possession arrow in favor of Shikellamy.
Shikellamy's big problem for the last probably 5-6 minutes is getting the ball to the half court. It's Shikellamy's ball. It's white ball. Both teams thought it was Hughesville's ball.
Well, Rays have the ball now.
You have to step to the pass.
And it got picked off, as you mentioned, with King getting the easy layup.
30-second timeout by the Braves, Kevin.
Yeah, this is a good call by Coach Ziegler. He needs to hit the reset button as the Braves now trail it by 6 with 6:50 to go here in the first half of play.
Like I was saying, Kevin, they can't get the ball past half court right now. And, what's happened is they're playing a man-to-man, but then they're not just dropping back with their man. They're double-teaming up in the front court. And you know what? Let's face it. They're missing Ryan Williams at point. Now, Xavier's a good point guard, but he doesn't have a lot of time under his belt.
Right, not the experience.
As a varsity player. And I remember last year when Ryan started at point guard, everybody's wondering, is he going to be able to handle it? And he grew into it. He grew into it very well.
With the ankle injury out tonight, had that ankle injury in the second half last night. Leonard finds Wilson. Wilson finds Dietrich. Dietrich finds Logan McAllister. And he gets his first varsity point.
And that's the way you do it. Pass, 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 pass. And you get a layup.
Rays now trail it by 4 with Beaver in the basketball. Remember, he likes to shoot it from anywhere. Well, so does Fetterman. Fetterman comes up short. And that one goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Shikellamy.
Hughesville doing a nice job of getting position. And when you got some bodies in there that are big, that position means a lot.
Off the screen, three-pointer, no good by Beaver, and a whistle.
Yeah, that's going to be a foul on Hughesville. I don't know which guy, either 5 or 54.
Yeah, I thought it was Calvern, actually. Yeah, no. It is going to be on King. You were right
time. I thought it was. He got in the road of Mason Dietrich.
I had a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, you did.
But like normal, I bet the wrong one.
Oh, man.
And there's a steal by King on the pass, and it turns into points.
They throw the ball right. They throw the ball right to the guy from Hughesville.
Rays now break the press and get the chance to set up a half-court offense. Leonard with a 3 comes up short. McAllister with a rebound, tips it though into the hands of Fenstermacher.
Grab the basketball.
Fetterman with it. Now he'll give it off to Calvert. Long 3, that one from somewhere around Lewisburg.
Good box out by Cam Leonard.
Leonard gets the ball back, dribbles around, does a great job of working underneath the basket, and then ran out of real estate. Beaver steals it away. Finds Fetterman on the right side. Fetterman driving down, and McAllister did not tie him up. They called him for a foul.
And even though it wasn't a shooting foul, that puts Hughesville into the bonus situation or the penalty, and they will shoot a 1-1. Kevin, the Braves have turned the ball over the last 2 times after they made that basket. And it's all because they're forcing and rushing the issue, pushing it. You know, sometimes you got to take the pace of the game, slow it down, get the half-court offense in, and, you know, move things around.
Fetterman didn't get to the line last night, but he's been to the line twice tonight. He's now 2 for 3. Now a 7-point Hughesville lead.
He seems to be in much better spirits since he sat down for a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. That one will not get him in better spirits. Leonard picks up the rebound off the rim. Rays trailing 19-12. Bash off with the basketball. They'll send it into the corner to Dietrich for 3. Back iron, no. And rebound on the backside by Haney.
Well, we don't run any time off the clock on the half-court offense, Kevin.
Braves have only put 2 points on the board here in this period. Haney drives in and draws the push on Dietrich. That will be a 1-1.
I would imagine, unless they said he was shooting, that's Mason's first foul. 1-1.
No, a two-shot foul. They just signaled two fingers.
Oh, did they? Okay. I thought he might have been putting the ball in the air.
And that one is no good.
That's unusual. Josh Haney is a pretty doggone good shooter.
Moyer coming into the game now. Haney was 0-for-2 last night, though, from the
but
line.
But it's amazing. He's in too close. That's all it is. I mean, beyond the arc, he does well.
There's a good one. Braves now trailing by 8. Hughesville leading it 20-12, and again, continue to really press. And there's contact. Fenstermacher gets it, gets the bucket as well, and a timeout by the Braves. Dietrich had contacted Fenstermacher. Well, it was kind of the other way around. No whistle. Fenstermacher took the ball and went right to the bucket.
Well, what's happening is they get themselves out of position. They pick up their dribble, and they're jumping in the air. And when you're up there, you got to get rid of the basketball. And there's been nobody to throw it to because there's only two guards back bringing the ball up. You got to have a little bit more faith in your dribbling ability, or you got to come to the ball. And it's something that the Braves, it's almost like, let somebody else bring the ball up. You know, somebody's got to grab the bull by the horns.
Well, again, you mentioned it earlier. Right now, Ryan Williams being out, they have nobody to really start the offense at this moment.
Ryan can go left or right. The Braves have guards that are predominantly their strong arm. That's the way
either left-handed or right-handed,
exactly.
And that's the way they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Bill Ziegler taking every moment of this full timeout here to reset things. At least I believe it was a full timeout.
Yeah, it was. He's used the 30 and he's used the full so far, Kevin.
So that was the second buzzer. Braves will break the huddle now with 4:57 to go in the half. Trailing it now by 10. They are being outscored right now by 8-2.
You are correct.
Vashon now finds Leonard on the sidelines. Leonard now to Moyer at the foul line. Moyer goes back to Dietrich. Dietrich drives the lane, comes in, gets the bucket off the right side. That's what we saw in the first period.
Yeah, and they got away from it, all right? But the thing is, they didn't. They waited for everybody to get down to the court to run a little bit of an offense.
Right wing three wow. by Haney on the fadeaway three. That was a big one.
That's his second of the game. He's won in both these quarters. He's got 7 points.
Leonard finds Moyer. Moyer finds Wilson. Walk. Wilson walked.
He did the same thing that the Hughesville player did down here. He got the ball and moved both of his feet before he put the ball on the floor. It's, again, Hughesville's saying, let's run. And Shikalimi's doing the same thing. They're trying to outrun him, and they can't.
Yeah, it's tough to outrun a team that runs this well. Here comes another three by Haney. He's feeling it from the near wing. Got it for a 28-14 lead.
He did that last night, Kevin, to South Williamsport. Don't come back court.
It was close. Moyer tries to answer for three. In and out, no good. Wilson had it for his second. Lost it. Haney picked it up. Haney now pushes it up. Double-digit lead now for Hughesville. They feed it inside to Wolcott, who had his shot blocked. Three-pointer in the cylinder and out for Kaiser from a deep left wing. There's a steal. Fetterman gives it back to the man who tipped it away, Fenstermacher, and Fenstermacher put it up and in. 30-14, and this one's getting out of hand.
You can't get the ball up the court.
Here comes Moyer, left side off the window, early shot, ill-advised, rebound by Wolcott. Ill-advised is a word I've been using a lot here early in this game, Chief.
We'll talk about it at halftime, Kevin. You know, it's
over to the left now, Fenstermacher driving in, 10-footer, bounces off the rim and drops in. 32-14, the Braves have only scored two in this period, and they have almost given up, they've given up 18. And a foul coming as Wilcock lost control and kind of did a soccer tackle on Dietrich.
You know, the Windowmaker has 8 points.
Windowmaker.
Fenstermacher.
Beaver coming into the game now for Fetterman. 32-24. It's an 18-2 run, and he threw it right to Fenstermacher. Fenstermacher goes to Haney, and Haney got fouled.
By Xavier Fashaw.
Yep, that's a foul on Fashaw.
He threw it right to the man.
Yeah.
And he had a guard standing 3 feet right in front of him with nobody around him, and he tried to throw it to somebody with a man in between.
Haney back on the line for Hughesville. One for two earlier on. And he will miss that one and now be one for three. 32-24. It was 14-12 at the end of the first period. Second one up and in. It is now a 19-2 run for Hughesville. Dietrich with it. Gives it to Asher Moyer. Asher double teamed. Breaks the double team. Finds Dietrich. Stolen away and lost out of bounds by Hughesville.
Kevin, you notice we dribble into trouble all the time. We dribble to the corner where there's people. We dribble in the paint where there's a lot of people.
Dietrich now inbounding. Bounce pass on the inbounds, off the window and in for Wilson. And the Braves finally get something from basically about the first minute and a half of this period. First bucket since then. Three-pointer Haney near wing. He was feeling it. Missed that one a little long. That pass by Wilson tipped out of bounds by Fenstermacher. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
You know what that does? That lets them set their press up. All right?
Yep.
You know, we
over the left side, Asher Moyer. Moyer finds Dietrich. Dietrich lost it out of bounds, but it did touch Beaver on the way out. Shikellamy will retain possession under their basket with 2:20 to go in the half, trailing at 33-16.
Kevin, I feel the coach of me coming out right now instead of talking about the basketball game.
Wilson with it, finds Dietrich. Top of the key, in and out, no good. Tip out, controlled by Beaver. Beaver
walked,
trails it all the way to Haney, and Haney traveled on the way to the bucket.
He needed one dribble, all right.
And King now will come into the game for Fenstermacher. 2:07 to go. Shikellamy now just bounced it off of the knee of King as I think Leonard was trying for maybe the kick. I'm not quite sure.
He was trying to get the ball to Asher Moyer.
Yeah, but not at that angle.
But exactly right.
And Asher will come out now and bring in Logan McAllister. Dietrich now trying to inbound. He's got nobody to give it to. Now McAllister comes back and Logan gets it. They'll give it off to Leonard. Leonard now to Dietrich. Dietrich bringing it up the far side. Back to Leonard near side with a minute 54 to go. Leonard starts in, goes to the baseline. On the backside, Wilson. Wilson on the baseline, can't do anything with it. Now they kick it back out to Fashaw. Wilson started to give it to Leonard and then took it on the way in, and the pass was blocked out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy ball.
You're trying to run a little bit of a high-low there with McAllister and Wilson. And again, Hughesville did a nice job of defending it.
Fenstermacher back in for Kaiser now. Wilson finds Dietrich. Dietrich in the low box, too far away. And Dietrich will get called for over the back on Wilcock when he was rebounding.
Well, he was doing a pretty good job of backing into Mason. And sometimes you just got to absorb that and not reach over and try to stop it. But that's going to be a one and one now. Well, you're right, Kevin. It's going to be two shots because that's foul number 10.
That's foul number 10.
And that's two on Mason Dietrich.
Wilcock was 0 for 2 last night. Minute 32 remaining here in the half. It has been all Hughesville in this second period. 33-16, Braves with two buckets in the period. And that is point number 20 for Hughesville. And Johnny L. Bruno now coming in for Dietrich. 20-4.
I got you. I understand, yeah. I didn't mean to give you that confusion.
That's all right. I knew what you were thinking. We've done this a long time, buddy.
Yes, yes.
Shot no good. Fenstermacher with a rebound. Over to the right side, King. King goes in, drives the baseline, puts it up and in.
Should have been an offensive foul. King used his elbow to clear out the defender.
There's been a lot of clear outs here today. Yes, they've been liberal with him on both sides, to be honest. Leonard now coming to the foul line, left side. Two-pointer for Wilson, overshot the basket.
Nobody
backside
back.
Rebound by Bieber. Bieber will find number 11, Fenstermacher, who will put it up and in, 38-16. Here comes Faschel back the other way, under a minute to go. Hughesville leading it. Faschel, far wing three, air ball. Save into the hands of Bieber. Bieber will bring it up. McAllister almost made a beautiful save, but threw it right to Bieber. He'll drive the lane, left side, right in, and will draw the foul.
That's going to be on Logan McAllister. That'll be his third foul.
And that will be a bonus shot coming with Kaiser checking in for Haney. to 16, 42.7 remaining here in the half as Hughesville is just firing on all cylinders. That one no good. And nobody boxed out King, who bounces it off of the shin of McAllister out of bounds, but they'll say Shikellamy basketball anyway.
That drives me crazy, Kevin. He was on the opposite side of where that ball came out. The guy that's in front of him has to step and keep him from doing that.
Bruno now inbounding to the full court man that has been overly successful for Hughesville tonight. Here comes Bruno to the middle. Pass tipped. Picked up by King. King will find number 11, Fenstermacher, 42-16 Hughesville. Here comes Faschel with 24. Left side on the baseline jumper. Brady Wilson no good. Tip out the... Leonard for three, deep three from downtown Shamokin. 42-19, still in control is Hughesville. Spartans with the basketball, Coburn with a deep three. That one is no good. And at the end of the first half and a blistering second period for Hughesville, they lead Shikellamy 42-19. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
It's time to play some ball.
For three to tie, it is gone.
This season, the Nittany Lions have their sights set on Big Ten postseason play.
The near wing with two to shoot. He fires it. He got it for three at the shot clock buzzer.
Is that eight in a row now?
Catch every single second of the action right here on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Catch the Nittany Lions on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Chief must have been doing some Christmas shopping earlier today because he's been in a festive mood. Unfortunately, Hughesville is in a very festive mood right now. They outscored both teams in the first period in that second period.
Yeah,
both teams scored 24. They had 28 themselves.
28 points, and they did it in just with a quick up-paced full-court zone press, and the Braves never had any opportunities on many of their possessions because they wouldn't get it past the half court. And the other thing that happened was when they got it into their end of the court, they took a quick three, or they dribbled into danger, all right? And, you know, it's like the old Kenny Loggins song, The Danger Zone, all right?
Highway to the Danger Zone.
And, they dribble to the corner. They dribble into the paint, and there's no place to go. And I'm hoping that has to do with a lot of inexperience. But they got to get their heads in the game.
Yeah.
They have to remember that just because Hughesville's gone 80 miles an hour doesn't mean you have to go 160 miles an hour to beat them. They got to get the ball across the court and then set up their offense and make sure you got people under the boards when you take shots, and they haven't. When the Braves have had people under the boards, they've done a decent job of rebounding. The other thing that I noticed is their passing is terrible. To quote Charles Barkley, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
All right?
It's kind of like on a stereo. There's bass and there's terrible.
And the thing that I think upsets me the most is the fact that they're like the quarterback that doesn't see the middle linebacker sitting there when you're throwing a curl pattern to your tight end and he steps in front and intercepts it. They don't see that there's somebody waiting or in the passing lane. And, hey, listen, they're kids, all right? But it does get frustrating, and it really frustrates you because they played so well in the first quarter.
Oh, and so well last night overall. Yeah,
they played their game. They played their pace in the first quarter. But, boy, when Hughesville kicked it up here, and you know, you're talking about a team that has inside strength, and they've got this kid out in number four, Haney, who can just drill anything from the outside. Fenstermacher's got 12 points, and he's gotten most of his points off of steals in the front court and getting layups, uncontested layups.
Well, the other thing, you know, is that again, Shikellamy played so well last night for 3.5 quarters and then just can't figure anything out. Now, how much of that is Hughesville playing very, very well right now and very aggressive? That's the majority of it. I think another part is they lost their ball handler coming up the court in Ryan Williams last night and is not eligible tonight, and it's really shown in the first half.
I'm not saying that Ryan would have made
the
ball game change a lot.
But it would have been different.
Yeah, and I think I said it as poetically as I can. They've got guys that can go left and right, but they have guys that can't go both left and right, and that's what Ryan Williams can do.
And the other side of that, then, is who's going to step up to fill that hole, to fill those shoes right now. And, you know, they've tried Xavier Fashaw. He struggled a little bit with it. They tried Leonard for a little bit. He struggled a little bit
Johnny
with it.
L, they put
they
in there.
They put Johnny L in there, and he's been he was okay, but, again, struggled trying to break this full-court man. And it's a very aggressive full-court man.
It is. And, again, I think if they could have beaten the press, got it across the half court, and then ran their pace, okay, you know, pass the ball. Don't get yourself in situations where you're going to get double-teamed. And, you know, just move the ball around. Because think about what Mason Dietrich did in the first quarter, two layups, all right? Then we didn't see that till almost 6 minutes going in the second quarter and before it happened again.
But credit Hughesville for playing very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're playing the type of game that they needed to play here tonight to bounce back after a tough loss to South Williamsport in a game they felt they were going to be much better in.
They had South Williamsport. They're basically in the same situation that Shikellamy was. And then at the end of the game, it got away because of fouls and some easy baskets, and they went cold. So, it's been one of those games that the Braves' inexperience and has really caused them some difficulty here. If you got to take a commercial break, but I got the high scores here if you want.
I was going to say, we will do that. That's in what we call in the business a tease.
Gotcha.
So, Chief will have the high scores when we return at the half. It is Hughesville 42, Shikellamy 19. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Jack Frost has put a chill in the air and Santa is on his way. As you take time to celebrate the holidays with your family, Let our family make sure you're protected from the unexpected. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, may this holiday season bring you and your families lots of love, joy, laughter, and peace.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
You know, it's turned into halftime now has turned into chat with the chief, and we're not even in a lightning delay like we were in football season.
Yeah, this is a lot easier, too, than that is. Well, you know what? A lot of these guys I've known my entire life, my entire coaching career, and, you know, it's
all the officials stop by to say hi to you.
Yeah, and well, they do to you, too, Kevin. We're kind of like when they come to Shikellamy, they know Shikellamy's playing. That we're going to be there.
We've done this a while.
Yes, we have. 26 years, I think, we're into now.
I believe this one starts year 26, but you promised us the high score.
Here we go. Well, for the Braves, the Braves are led by Mason Dietrich and Brady Wilson with six apiece. Cam Leonard has five, and they only got to the foul line twice, and they didn't make any. If you go over to the Hughesville side, they are led by Jeff Fenstermacher with six buckets, 12 points. Josh Haney with three threes has 11. Landon King has eight, and Dylan Bieber has six, and they are 6 for 12 from the foul line. Foul situation looks like this. The Braves have McAllister has three, Wilson has two, so does Dietrich, and so does Moyer. On the Hughesville side, Fetterman and Haney both have two fouls, so they're sitting pretty good on the Hughesville side.
So the Braves will break the huddle to start this second period with Wilson, Dietrich, Leonard, Moyer, Asher Moyer, that is, and Fashaw. Hughesville will have Fetterman, Bieber, also Kaiser, Wolcock, and Haney. That was the one I was missing.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Oh, okay. I wondered where you were going with that one. Lewisburg. Make that. Hughesville has the ball and drawing a one-handed shot. Bieber missed it. Hughesville got the rebound. They'll drive in. Scoop shot coming by Kaiser. No good. And Shikellamy will get the ball back, trailing at 42-19. Leonard now finds Moyer. Asher works his way through a double team. Now Dietrich cuts in, and Dietrich will go and be fouled by Wolcock. I was going to say go to the line, but I don't know. Yeah, they are going to send him to the line.
I would think he was going to get two shots out
of
this.
Well, it's one of those things where he was close to putting the ball up but didn't really finish the scoop shot type thing, and discretion.
I was blocked out. I couldn't see, but it looked like he was going for the shot. So,
well, he does get the line, gets the first opportunity. He'll have one more to go, and this one will make it a 21-point lead if he can finish this and cut the gap. Right now it's three touchdowns, and it is three touchdowns officially. 42-21, Hughesville leading it.
Well, the last time the Braves defense forced Hughesville to take up a pretty bad shot inside. Not this time, though. Oh, out of bounds.
And Bieber tried to do too much, bounced it off of his knee.
He was headed for a layup. That was another, a break for the Braves.
And now that full court press. Now, not a full court man. This is a full court press. This is a 2-2-1 this time. And they'll break it and find Moyer. Moyer missed the shot. Wilson can't get the putback. Kaiser will get the loose ball.
Two layups, Kevin.
Now Haney has the basketball between the circles. Sends it in underneath the Wolcock. Wolcock turns around. He'll get it outside to Bieber. Bieber drives in off the window too high but fouled. And he'll get two shots.
He did that the last time and he lost the ball. And that's going to be on Brady Wilson, and that's his third foul.
It is indeed. And that will send Bieber to the line. Bieber coming to the line.
He's one for two.
Yep. And now he's 2 for 3.
That's point number seven for Dylan Bieber.
Now another opportunity coming up for the senior-laden Hughesville team. That one's good. 44-21 in favor of the Spartans. And Dietrich almost loses it on the sideline. He controls the dribble. He tries to draw the foul. Does not get the shot. And it becomes an offensive foul instead.
That will be Mason Dietrich's third.
Team foul number two for Shikellamy. 6:40 remaining here in the third period, and Hughesville in control right now. Just trying to put this one away. Oh, wow, what a good give and go. Nobody. The back door was swinging wide open for Bieber. He got an easy bucket there.
Good pass, too. There's a steal.
And a steal by Haney. Haney will find Bieber too hard. Loose ball, Fashaw tipped out by Haney, or excuse me, by Bieber.
That should have been a foul on Bieber. Bieber reached right into Fashad, and Fashad knocked that ball out.
Actually, it is going to be off Fashad. I thought it was Fashaw, rather. I thought it was going to be off of Bieber, but Bieber will inbound to Haney with 6:10 to go here in the third. And he will be guarded there by Dietrich. Dietrich got cleared out of the way. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Asher Moyer with a rebound. Here comes Fashaw. Fashaw driving hard. Wow, was that fast through the lane and then right up with the left hand.
Well, if you blinked, you wouldn't have seen it, folks. I'm telling
you. I did. That was the problem. Haney with the basketball now. Gives it off to Bieber.
Who said you can't go the length of the court in 2 seconds?
Wow. Kaiser with it. He'll send it inside. Nice turnaround move by Wolcott for the bucket. 48-23, 5:30 to go in the third. Hughesville up. Here comes Fashaw. Same thing again. This time he gives it off to Wilson. Wilson missed the shot. Didn't get a whistle. Wolcott gets the rebound. And the shot is waved off as Fetterman traveled.
Kevin, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but whatever happened to on the fast break, stopping at the foul line, planting your feet, and then making the pass?
It's not as pretty.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Wilson with the basketball. He will be fouled as trying to draw the charge was Haney. What is it? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder? Is that what it is?
No,
is that the saying?
My eyes are from the 70s. And the 60s.
Well, I can see, you know. Yeah. There's bell bottoms hanging down from your eyes.
I got those, baby. Well, don't you open your eyes? They are open.
They are open. Thanks for asking. Wilson at the line now, 48-23 with 5:10 to go. And foul number two against Hughesville here in the third period.
Brady was 1-for-2 last night from the foul line. This will be his first time at the foul line against Hughesville.
And they'll take a moment to clean the key. And now everybody's sneakers will squeak again. And Haney now ready to go. Or excuse me, Wilson ready to go. And Wilson in and out, no good for the 6'2 senior forward.
Kevin, you know, I was here for the JV game, and the seats were here, but I didn't sit in them because you weren't here.
Aw. Wilson finishes off 1-of-2.
It would have felt weird. That's Brady's seventh point.
Hughesville doubling up Shikellamy now, 48-24. And now Dietrich will be picking up the foul.
That's number four Mason.
Yeah, that'll send Haney to the line to shoot a pair. And, you know, I wonder, at 48-24, does Hughesville know how to take time off the clock?
They won't do that. That's their upbeat team. They're going to probably try to get it to 30.
And there goes the first one. Shikellamy will make some changes now as Logan Fisher comes in for Dietrich.
Well, Logan may not be the fastest guard, may not be the best shooter, but he's got a good head on his shoulder. He knows how to do the right things out there.
Second one is good. Makes it 50-24. Hughesville on top. Fashaw with the basketball as he dribbles and weaves back and forth and then threw it right to Bieber. Bieber then finds Haney. Haney will step around the defender and missed the shot out of bounds. Well, Fisher ball, made good, had a good position there.
Ethan Wilcock knocked that out as he went over the back of Brady Wilson.
Calvert is back into the ball game now for Wilcock. Logan Fisher and Leonard, and now they'll find Moyer across the line. Fashaw on the left wing drives in, floats one up there, can't get it to go. Wilson with a rebound on the backside, and a kick called on number four, Haney, as Fenstermacher will come back into the game for Hughesville. 50-24, 4:23 to go here in the third. Hughesville on top. Leonard lobs it, finds Fashaw, and a push called on Fenstermacher. Yeah, team foul number three.
Jeff Fenstermacher with his first foul. What I like about Logan Fisher is he doesn't look like he's going 100 miles an hour back there. All right.
That wasn't
backcourt. That's double dribble.
No, it was not. Fashaw lost it between his hands and it went backwards. But he never had possession. Wow, what a shot by Logan Fisher. Off balance, he was definitely outsized underneath and went around Coburn to put it up and in and drew the foul.
That's going to be on Fenstermacher. He picks up two good fouls when he came in, I believe.
And he will come out now, and Kaiser will come in, I believe. Or maybe not. Maybe it's going to be Fetterman. It will be Fetterman, it appears, that comes out. Actually, I don't know now what happened. I do know that Logan had that one bounce all the way around, but it didn't drop down. And Hughesville will now have the ball. So it is Fetterman with the basketball now. Goes over to the right side to Haney. Haney works his way around Logan and puts it up and in. 52-26, 3:50 to go in the third. And again, Hughesville playing very aggressively as Leonard lost his footing, stolen away. Gibbs goes at the other end to Kaiser, lays it up and in.
That's Luke Kaiser's first bucket.
Logan Fisher trying to find somebody. He does find Leonard. Leonard tries to bounce it in traffic and a travel on the steal by Kaiser.
I want you to watch Logan when he makes a pass. It's a bounce pass. He steps around the guy. You know, he's done a nice job since he came in bringing the ball up.
Fashaw bounces it now to Leonard in the corner. 3:23 to go, and now he's double-teamed in front of the bench.
Stolen again.
Yep, there's a steal by Fenstermacher. Fenstermacher to Haney. Well, Haney to the bucket.
That's 30, so the clock will run.
56-26, Hughesville on top.
Haney with 17 points to lead all scorers.
Feed underneath. They find Moyer. Moyer short over the back call on Kaiser.
No, it's not. It's not that.
The officials are going to huddle.
Somebody made a mistake.
Might be an inadvertent whistle.
What do we do now? I think that's what we're talking about.
Inadvertent whistle. Whoever had the ball gets the ball out of bounds.
Sometimes you just got to say, I screwed up.
Yeah. And that's what it is. So Bill Ziegler is going to take advantage and call a timeout with 3 minutes remaining and a 56-26 Hughesville lead. That'll give us an opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikomi Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Matinee basketball coming up on Tuesday on WKOK. I believe we have a 1:30 airtime, 2 o'clock tip, Chief, or am I?
No, we're playing at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. All right, so it's a 12:30 airtime.
You're not going to keep the kids in school past 3.
So it'll be a 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock tip for the Braves and Mifflin County. That will be here at the Phil Lonkoff Gymnasium. That'll be Saturday. It'll be Tuesday afternoon. And it's Johnny L. Bruno with the inbounds to Leonard. Leonard from the wing for three. And it's 56-29, under three to go.
Cam picks up his second three, gives him 8 points for the night.
Hughesville with it. Wilson tips it back into the hands of Haney. Haney starts to drive in. 360s around the rim and drops it in. 15 at Hughesville.
19 for Haney, Kevin.
That's a nice night. Leonard fakes a three, comes around, loses a handle on the ball. Fetterman picks it up. Fetterman looking behind the back pass, finds Fenstermacher. Now for three, Haney with a fadeaway, no good. Bruno with the basketball. He'll give it off to Fisher. Fisher to Moyer, and Asher runs into the brick wall that is Coburn, and Coburn picks up the foul. Team foul number five. Clock continuing to run here as the deficit went past 30.
Coburn played a lot more basketball last night, Kevin, than he did tonight. I think he started.
He did. I'm pretty sure he did.
He has not played a lot tonight. Yeah. He got in the first quarter a little bit, did play the second quarter.
I'm sorry, Chief. I was going to say, right, they will stop the clock now for the free throws.
Yeah,
they'll always do
that. But you wait until the official comes over and gives you the numbers.
Wilson will come out now, and checking back in will be Logan McAllister. And Asher will try and put the left hand up and in, and he does. 58-30, under two to go here in the third. And Braves put on a press, broken very well by Hughesville. And then around to the near corner to Fenstermacher. They'll feed it underneath, and King gets that one. Very nice movement with the basketball.
He was on the low box, had his man sealed outside, picks up his 10th point, Kevin.
Bruno with the basketball, guarded there by Fetterman. Now finds Logan Fisher. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is Logan Fisher.
That's Logan.
Then near side, three by Leonard, no good. The tip out goes to Fenstermacher. Fenstermacher gives it off to King, and King will have it tipped out of bounds.
Well, actually, I thought Logan Fisher did a nice job. He got his hand in there as he's starting to go up for the layup and forced it out of bounds. He kept him from scoring.
In the far corner now, Kaiser with 46 seconds remaining.
That's offensive.
And it is an offensive foul on Carter Calvert, the senior.
He put his shoulder right into the guy, okay? And that happened last night, if you remember.
It looks like a tight end.
I agree.
Castile now coming into the game for Moyer.
In our area, he might even be a tackle.
Now,
wait a minute.
He's tall for a tackle.
Well, I was 6'5".
He's not a Wyo missing tackle.
I was 6'5", and I was a tackle.
Yeah, but that's because you had no hands.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks, buddy.
Leonard drives in. He'll find Castillo. Castillo's shot no good. Calvert with a rebound. And the tip out on the long pass by McAllister. You had basketball hands. You could catch the round ones. It was the pointed ones that were a problem.
I caught passes in football. They were called tackle eligible. So there you go, buddy.
That's not the story as I was told. That's the end of the third period.
How old were you back then? You weren't even born.
It is Hughesville 60, Shikellamy 30. This is WKOK and Shikellamy Sports on WKOK.com as well.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
Running clock here in the fourth period as Shikellamy down 30 to Hughesville in the consolation game of the Macy Meniere Tournament. Kevin Herr along with No Hands Chief Dave Ritchie. I caught a tackle eligible in junior high.
And that's where it ended.
That's where a lot of my sporting career ended. I was scared to death. Anyway, Bruno with the basketball drives in on the baseline, overshot everything, and the putback by Castillo. That might be his first varsity points.
No, he had 2 points.
Oh, did he have two last night? I'm sorry. Then that was his first varsity point.
That was his second basket for the night.
Last night was the first one, yeah. Talburn puts it on the floor, and then a fight for it as King comes up with it. And I guess we had a timeout by Coach St. James. So Hughesville calls a timeout with 7:16 remaining in this one and a 60-32 lead for Hughesville.
I'm not sure if you called a 30 or a full.
Well, when we get to 35 seconds, we'll know. That's for sure. Again, Braves back in action. It's a 30. Braves back in action on Tuesday. We'll have the game for you on WKOK and WKOK.com getting underway at 12:45. A 1 o'clock tip in front of the student body. And this place may be giving my phone some audio warnings as well, as it did last night.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Last night, they had a good student body that was very loud. Driving in, Calvern, and he got stuffed by Castillo, but Castillo got a little bit of the arm in the process.
Well, Carter Calvern did a nice job of putting the ball on the floor and going to the basket. Randy got behind him and had to foul him from behind. He did block the shot, but he got a lot of his body into Carter.
Nightcap coming up between South Williamsport and Greenwood. Calvern misses the first.
He missed two in the first period also, Kevin.
Big man syndrome from the line.
I'd like to tell you what he did last night, but we don't have those statistics.
And missed that one. Castillo with a rebound. Hughesville has played their game and played it very well tonight. Shikellamy forced to play Hughesville's game, and that is not Shikellamy's game. Bruno with the basketball, feeds it into Castillo, tipped away and controlled by Wilcock. Wilcock was all over him. There really wasn't anybody open there on that particular pass.
We must have 25, 30 turnovers tonight, most of them on passes.
What's Bill's, Coach Ziegler's, on a chart? He usually wants less than 30? Or less than 10, rather. Yeah. And a shot off the back iron. Less than 10, yeah. That one no good. Shikellamy will have the basketball once again. Bounces it over to Leonard. Leonard on the near wing, driving. Stolen right out of his hands by Fenstermacher. It is really tough for Cam Leonard to go through those two big guys.
You can't dribble right into people.
Right.
Stop and pop.
Over to the left side, Kaiser on the wing. Coming out to guard him is Fisher. Send it inside to Calvert. Calvert draws the foul and goes to the line.
Cam's Aunt Rachel would stop and pop. She was a 1,000-point scorer for the girls' basketball team, point guard.
Team foul number 5 on the Braves. And it'll be the second on Castillo. And that'll put Calvern in the line again. And he still has not made one tonight. 60-32 with 5:45 remaining here in the game.
Now it becomes a head game when this happens.
Yeah.
You know, you're 0 for 5.
You start going, do I need to straighten it? Yeah. Do I need to arc it? That one arced much better, just didn't have the right English.
I think he was a little bit to the right also.
McAllister gets the rebound for Shikellamy. Fisher now for Bruno, and Bruno just lost it right out of his hands in front of the student section. So Hughesville now will bring Bieber back into the game and Fetterman, and now Shikellamy will bring wholesale changes now as Wilson comes in. Asher Moyer, Fashaw, Dietrich, and Micah Moyer.
You know who Charlie Cronister was?
Yes.
Charlie Cronister told us.
From Bloomsburg University.
Yes, the head basketball coach. He told us that you should only miss short or long. You should never miss left or right on your foul shots.
I can believe that. That sounds like a Charlie Cronister thing. Rather successful at Bloomsburg, I might add.
Well, probably the wingest coach at Bloomsburg, and that's saying a lot.
There's a nice little runner by Bieber who drives the paint, puts it up and in, back to a 30-point lead.
Bill Foster was the coach before he went to Duke at Bloomsburg.
Fashaw with the basketball, down 62-32. It's been all Hughesville since that 24-point second quarter. Fashaw drives in, scoop shot off the window, no good, and a foul.
It's going to be on Brady Wilson.
Yep, that's going to be on Wilson as Cam Fetterman got the rebound and was fouled.
And you know who took over for Bill Foster at Duke, don't you?
No.
Krzyzewski.
Really? It's been that long.
Well, Bill Foster coached back in the late 50s at Bloomsburg.
Or if you remember some beer commercials, Coach Krzyzewski. I love that spot.
I'm trying to be
that
serious.
That was a great series of
spots. I'm trying to
spots.
Be serious here, all right?
Great series of commercials. Yes, I am. They brought those back when he retired, too. I thought it was pretty good. Over to the right side now with the basketball, Bieber. As now Hughesville slows tempo down just a little bit. Calvert with the basketball double team. They'll give it back to Bieber. Drives the lane, fouled by Fashaw. That will be foul number 7, so shooting no matter what for Hughesville.
So, Kevin, were they the commercials like where Bubba Smith said if you know, in the sports cars, you just take the front seat out so you can drive from the back?
No, you're getting that confused with Police Academy.
No, he did that in the commercial.
Well, I think it's because of Police Academy.
Well, Dylan Bieber makes his foul shot, folks, to get a little more serious here.
That would be a first for us. Second one is up and in as well. 64-32, 3:40 remaining here in the consolation game of the Macy Meniere Tournament. Wilcock ready to check in for Hughesville.
Dylan Bieber with 14 tonight, Kevin.
Fashaw to Asher Moyer. Now to Dietrich. Far side three. Overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Calvert and out of bounds. And coming back in as Wilcock, so will Leonard.
You know, every once in a while, Kevin, when you're boxing somebody out, you concentrate so much on that, the ball catches you off guard. And that's what happened to Carter Coburn. He did a nice job of boxing out Brady Wilson.
Dietrich now driving in, fights through the block of Bieber, puts it up and in. Back to 30 points, the deficit, under 3 to go in this one.
It's 9-10 for Mason Dietrich.
Fetterman slowly bringing it up down with 2:45 to go and now just dribbling as he looks over to the bench, backs up a little bit, calls the play out. And they'll go around and find Wilcock. Over to the near side, Fetterman. They'll swing it around again. Driving in is Bieber. Pass stolen away by Dietrich. Dietrich fights his way to the bucket and will be fouled and go to the line with 2:15 remaining and counting.
You know, when you got your guys, the defenders on you reeling backwards, you just push the issue, and that's what Mason did. And, you know, you should get the foul called anyway, and he did that time. And that was on Fenstermacher, his third. Mason, second time he's been to the line tonight, Kevin.
Dietrich bends the knees and drops it in.
And I won't tell you what he did the first time because I don't want to jinx him.
No. Don't say that.
As he makes the first.
Don't say that. You can say it afterwards. And that one is good as well.
And he's perfect from the line tonight.
There you go.
Points 11 and 12.
64-36 all Hughesville since that second period. Where they fired in 28.
They've only scored 4 here in the fourth quarter. That's a walk.
And it is a walk called on Haney. Fans waiting to pile in here for the nightcap between South Williamsport and Greenwood. Talk about two ends of Route 11 or Route 15.
You bet. Full timeout. I don't by who
Hughesville. Yeah. By the green team.
We got Greenwood on the mind.
Well, we just got done talking about Greenwood, who by the way has no green in their color scheme.
That's true.
Gold and royal blue, and it looks like Coach St. James may be going a little bit deeper into his bench than he has the entire game. 1:40 remaining in this one. 64-36, the only thing really in doubt now, the final score. Don't forget, we have some wrestling coming up already in the sports season for the winter sports season. Check out Steve Williams' coverage of Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and WKOK.com. The complete schedule available at WKOK.com. Click on Sports Schedule. You'll also find Penn State Basketball there as well.
My daughter and their family went to a Penn State hockey game last night. Sent me pictures.
What a nice facility. It's a beautiful facility. It's been a very popular thing. Near side with the basketball now is McAllister. And now Bruno with the basketball. It'll be Fisher. And the Braves will weave out front a little bit. They'll find Bruno driving in, misses the shot. Brady Morgan, now the sophomore, gets the ball as Hughesville's made a lot of changes. Shikalimi's basically playing with several of the players that have played before here tonight, including Micah Moyer. There's the give inside, trying to get it to Morgan.
Blocked by Joniel.
And it was blocked by Bruno, and Bruno will pick it up with under a minute to go. Now with the basketball, it's Fisher. Fisher, turnaround 12-footer, no good. Rebound by King. Stolen away by Bruno. 30 seconds left in this one. 64-36 Hughesville. Bruno lost a handle and it kind of rolled it to Fisher. Fisher was able to pick it up off the floor. He'll bounce it out to the right wing, and that's where Micah Moyer is. Moyer gives it off to Fisher. Back to Bruno now in the near wing with nine. Here comes Logan McAllister. Over to the right side, wing three by Fisher, no good. Put back by Castillo, no good. And the put back by Micah Moyer, no good. And that will do it for this one. Our final score, it is Hughesville 64, Shikalimi 36. We'll have the post-game wrap-up coming up. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the Mid-State region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
It's time to play some ball.
Goes to the far wing, hands it off down the lane. Elliott slam dunk, Penn State 67.
This season, the Nittany Lions have their sights set on Big Ten postseason play.
Cut off in the pass, now to his left, through an opening, now cut off for three in the lead. It's good, basket counts, and a foul.
Catch every single second of the action right here on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Shikalimi falling to Hughesville tonight by a score of 64-36. Braves go to 0-2 on the season here early on and will finish fourth in the Macy Meniere tournament. Getting ready for the nightcap coming up in the championship game. It'll be Greenwood and South Williamsport. But tight game in the first period, but then Hughesville just played their game. Yeah. Very aggressive, very fast-paced, lots of hands all over the place. Scored 28, outscored Shikalimi 28-9. At one point, it was 20-2 on the run for Hughesville, and the Braves could never really come back and couldn't even keep it close until the fourth period when they outscored Hughesville by a score of 6-4 because Hughesville just backed off.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a broken record if you're listening further. That second quarter, the Braves basically couldn't get the ball past the court. They lost the ball in the front court a lot of times, and when they did get it down to their end, they basically rushed everything. Either took a shot without anybody, without people under the basket, or tried to dribble into trouble. And the Braves' problem tonight was basically their turnovers on passing. And again, that second quarter, they played Hughesville's pace.
Not a lot of time to clean things up before the Tuesday afternoon game,
right,
with Mifflin County. Chief, playing in front of the student body, that's got to be a real boost for your team.
Well,
they're going to need it right now.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more people, you know, here than in that game than a normal game. And Mifflin County's not going to bring many people because they're playing at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And you know,
on a Tuesday,
and a lot of people work. Their parents work, and other people that travel. So, I would say that it would be a home favorite crowd.
Well, the good thing is we'll have the game for you on WKOK and WKOK.com. 12:45 the airtime with a 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off. Again, find the complete schedule online at WKOK.com. Leading scorer Josh Haney fired in 19 in a winning effort for Hughesville. He was followed by Dylan Beaver with 14 and Landon King with 10. Jeff Fenstermacher with 12. Four guys in double figures. Braves only guy in double figures, Mason Dietrich with 12. Cam Leonard had 8 and Brady Wilson had 7. Your final thoughts as we wrap things up.
Best thing Coach Ziegler could say is, let's forget about this. We'll get ready for Mifflin County.
Almost want to hit delete on the recording of this particular game, I'm sure.
We'll have to just erase everything off of the camera, so or off of the iPad.
Once again, our final score, it was Hughesville 64, Shikellamy 36. Braves next in action Tuesday afternoon here on WKOK, 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock tip-off against Mifflin County. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us here for both games for Shikellamy in the Macy Meniere Tournament as we remember a really great man. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK, a WKOK Sports presentation.